Oh, we're on?
Oh, yep.
Sorry.
That's what there's a light there and it tells us that we're on.
Oh, right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 101 episodes of Normal World.
Yeah.
I'm Dave Landau.
I'm Quarterblack Garrett. And there's Angel over there.
Hi.
Today, joining us, return guest, favorite of the show. You may know her from the Dumpster Fire podcast. She'll also be joining me tomorrow night in Fort Worth, Texas, at Hyenas. Please welcome to the program, I said program, Bridget Fettesy.
Hello. I love being here. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back.
Absolutely appreciate it.
It's always so fun.
And also joining us, he will be joining me as well this weekend.
And Bridget.
At Hyenas in Fort Worth, in the Red Room. Please welcome back to the show, fan favorite, Matt McLowry.
Hi, everybody.
Good to have you back.
Likewise.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Worth, Texas.
That's going to be a packed show.
Room there. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. And Twin Falls, Idaho in April is coming up. So
as well.
Check it out, Twin Falls. Can't wait.
DaveLando.com.
Please. I don't know if there's people there, but Twin Falls, Idaho. And if you're near there, get in your car. Truck.
Like drive.
Get in your truck.
To the show.
Drive from Laramie, Wyoming. I don't know if that's near there.
There's like deer there for sure.
There's probably buffalo.
Maybe.
Buffalo 66.
How far is that from Spokane?
I don't know.
Yeah, Spokane's right on the border of Idaho.
Is it really?
Pretty close, yeah.
Riven. I haven't.
You routed poorly.
Did I really?
Yeah, you're not going to draw well now.
So fascinating.
I'm also in Spokane in April.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm also in Spokane in April with Matt.
Oh, you didn't know.
Look, there's a bunch of dates.
There's more dates. This is a new promo.
Muskegon, April 5th. I'm going to be in Nashville on Easter because I didn't know it was Easter.
Oops.
So please come out.
Yeah. Shame on you.
I know. So come out on Easter. If you're Jewish, especially, I guess.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You're not even doing anything that day. It's just Sunday to you.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out.
Just go. Well,
it's still the day of rest.
Yeah.
You're like Ben Shapiro, you don't do anything. You don't touch light switches.
You don't want to hang out with the fam.
In my head, I've flared up that Twin Falls Spokane rivalry. I'm like, we're not close.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want anything to do with them.
David Crosby's alive. He's dead. It was my fault yesterday. We thought he was alive. Turns out he's dead.
He is dead, okay. Why I never said anything, because I was like...
Bruce Baum is alive and well.
Is he?
Yeah.
We thought he was dead. Turns out David Crosby, who is his stunt double, is the one who passed away.
Oh, that's sad. R.I.P. What was the name you said?
David Crosby. From R.I.P. Stills, Nash, and Young, who thank God is back on Spotify.
Man.
They all come back.
No, yeah, he's got a horse with no name, but he's got a name, and thank God it's back on Spotify. Boy, oh boy.
Horse with no name who eats a lot of oats that need to be paid for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, saw him live once. It was very high.
He was, or you were?
I'm sure he was. I'm sure it was everybody. Okay.
I think you felt like you'd have to be.
Yeah, it's like any concert. It's like seeing Bob Dylan, which is...
Look at the legend.
Like, what song is this? And you're like, I don't know. It's the same as the last six.
He doesn't know.
Like, this isn't...
You guys are going to get a copyright violation for that.
I know. He's going to be watching it.
Like, really good.
He's like, that's Hurricane. That's...
It's like five different songs.
Yeah, they can't decipher. Well, let's get into the show. How are you both?
I'm well.
Fantastic.
Thank you for coming in.
We met at the hotel.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was awkward.
Were you?
Really?
Yeah.
I appreciate you both willing to stay at the Tropicana. You know, it's not the nicest one in town, but the sheets are sticky, but the room is warm. Yeah. Mainly from the body heat of all the other rooms.
You were awkward.
Yeah, well, that's the autism.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out. No one could have guessed.
I didn't recognize you at first, and then it took a minute, and I was checking in, and so I was also distracted, and he was like, Bridget, I'm like, oh, no, am I about to get murdered?
What gave it away? He was eating a banana with his feet.
A little awkward.
Oh man, you guys have never met.
That's how
the world.
Yeah, no, that's. I feel like that's the way everybody feels meeting me for the first, second, third, until we're at this level of relationship you and I have. You know,
am I about to get murdered?
Yeah, exactly. It's just slow motion.
You didn't meet her in an elevator.
See a door open.
You weren't in an elevator, right?
No.
Oh, so there were people around, so she felt semi-safe.
I didn't feel safe at all.
Speaking of autism, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, you can be successful.
Relatable.
And also very insecure. Yeah. Not you. I'm literally talking about Elon Musk.
No, I'm just, I miss that autism with the blinding confidence that he has.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
You love your body.
That's true. Yeah. No, I'd say three quarters of it.
Yeah, driving
this is a disaster.
Like, is that gym open? I go there. I go to gyms a lot.
Well, now that's autism.
Gotta get my pump on.
Is it?
Yeah, no, just a preoccupation with certain topics.
It's vanity. No.
Well, how you can just blame everything on autism now. Yeah. You're like, that's my autism.
Yeah, like his is legit autism, but now it's also, it's just an excuse. Like, I'm not going to let him get away with that one. Mm. Most of what he does is, well, not most. A lot is autism, like, but no, not that one.
Not that one.
That's straight vanity. Don't do that.
You
work out all the time.
Yeah, it's a little Bateman-esque. I'll give you that.
If I had your body, I would be pleased. But I have this. I know it's my fault.
I was going to say, you could work out like he works out.
I could. I just...
You could go when he goes.
Dude, I started working out today, and 10 minutes in, I was like, that's enough.
Yeah. Not after Mexican.
I do, dude.
Not after Mexican.
Oh, my God.
Horror show.
Crying.
Horrible.
Crying.
Toilet doesn't count as a gym.
Mm.
Well.
Oh, well.
You should.
The sweat does.
You could have felt my abs. It does. Really.
It's kind of like a Nautilus machine for the sphincter.
Yeah. I mean, definitely it's a workout.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the doctor for
doing Kegels over there.
I once made a doctor cry when he saw my hemorrhoids.
Oh, God.
He's like, I'm going to be so rich. So much work to do in this game.
I'm buying gold.
I'm investing in these nuggets.
I'm investing in Bitcoin.
Yes. I'm finally going to buy a whole one. Price of $50,000 Bitcoin just off one look at mine. All right, we'll move on. It's disgusting. I'm not trying to be gross.
It's the beginning of the show, too.
Seriously, we went to the restaurant last night, and it did not end well.
That's what I heard. Mine was lovely.
Yeah, the only other restaurant that ended in a bloody massacre like that was in the movie Scarface. Cuban. All right, Elon Musk snapped at former CNN host Don Lemon over questions about hate speech on the social media platform X. In an interview, as Musk argued, he didn't have to answer to reporters. Do we have the video?
We do.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
I'm with Elon.
Yeah.
It's such a disingenuous question.
Yeah, it's so bad faith.
Yeah, it's so, of course. It's so bad faith.
My question is like, what did Elon think was going to happen in the interview? It's Don Lemon.
Lemon?
I think he knew it was going to happen and it happened.
I think he just wanted to get rid of Don Lemon. Yeah. And he set him up.
Yeah, if he prefers.
You think from the beginning, he was like, you have a deal. Let's sign the contract. I'm going to do an interview. JK, psych. Whoosh, not anymore.
He does like his last name pronounced like Bacardi.
Oh, yeah. Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Yeah, I mean, who gets to decide what hate speech is? All these things we don't need to rehash on this hilarious show, but it is just a bad faith question.
Yeah, it really is. And he, I don't know, he's just dressing more and more like the host of Soul Train. Mm-hmm. And he really is a reporter.
I really just can't believe he signed him in the first place.
Yeah, that's actually true. CNN doesn't want you.
And so X took you?
Yeah, it's what's the purpose?
No.
He posts the interview anyways on X, so what was the point of signing a contract?
Who did? Don Limon?
Limon. Yeah, he posted it anyways. So what was the contract for? He's going to post it there anyways.
Well, I'm sure he had
just to pay him?
Yeah, but I think he probably had a contract for a show, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so
yeah, but my thing is like why fund it if he was going to post it anyways?
Well, so he can get in front of Elon.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really going to get Elon if you're just going to tweet.
I mean, from Elon's point of view. Why sign him?
So he can have that interview, he can have that disingenuous question, and he can make an ass out of him. I think that's why.
Right.
The whole plan.
This is fuck you money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You will pay for someone to dig their own grave.
It's fuck you money that you spend to say fuck you to people in their face.
Oh, that's true. He does have that much
money.
Keep
doing that then.
And he's doing it.
Who was the other fella that I used to play in sketches that got fired from?
Ryan Stelter.
Stelter.
Does he have a show on X?
No, he doesn't.
Well, he should. But the thing is, they should let him keep it.
Yeah.
Didn't Chris Cuomo get fired too?
I think Chris Cuomo did get fired.
He did.
Does he have a show on X?
No.
I think he does.
He does on News Nation.
It's
And I think he just got a new show on
Substack.
Are you sure it's not a date rape?
Yeah, it's on News Nation.
Is it?
Surprise.
Brian Stelter's being peed on in a tub and you can't watch it in Texas anymore.
It is not allowed in Texas anymore.
You know, the Brian Stelter Pornhub show where he's just wearing Crocs and men are shitting on him.
He's like, oh, there's a camera.
I feel like he'll be lots of viewers.
Poor Brian.
Yeah, I know, right? He seems so straight. He's a family man.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean he leaves this family at night to go find a glory.
Yeah, he seems so genuine. He's not a blank slate who lies to people's faces for money.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking
like
in the
Don
mirror.
Lemon.
You were looking in the mirror.
Don Lemon. I just don't like Don Lemon.
No, he's like he's smug.
No,
big old smug gay dude.
Let's hear Don after the interview.
Senator, nobody asked you to be the editor of the president's Twitter feed, the one he has been permanently barred from, the one he is whining about how they've taken away his freedom of speech. The fact is, these are private companies. They have no obligation to have anyone on their platforms. These are decisions that have nothing to do with Congress, except perhaps for people trying to kill them. Think about it this way. If they're going to espouse freedom of speech, right, being taken away, perhaps this will help you understand if you frame it in that manner, if you frame it in the freedom of religion argument that you use so much. Twitter and Amazon and the like, they are the Christian bakery. Okay? Trump is the gay couple who wants a gay wedding cake.
Wow. That pause at the end, it reminds me of a Robert Tilton farting preacher video.
Wait a second. That wasn't after.
No, that was last year.
Dang it.
That was that was when Trump was banned from Twitter.
That's when he still had a job at CNN.
Yes. No, I had the writing wrong.
Oops.
But I mean, it is an interesting comparison.
Was he saying after the Musk thing that it was freedom of speech, that he was being deprived of freedom of speech?
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but he obviously doesn't feel that way when he's on CNN.
So now
these are private companies.
Everyone is full of shit.
So yeah, so Don Lemon is actually the gay baker, which you would have thought so in the first place.
Baking gay cakes?
Okay. I knew he was the gay baker.
He loves a gay cake. Speaking of which, I had a gay cake for breakfast.
Again?
I know.
No, he's just one of these guys. He wants moderation of these, where it's like the George Carlin soft language thing, where it's moderation, not censorship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Double speak.
Did you guys already talk about do you think TikTok shouldn't be banned?
I just think it shouldn't be banned just as an absolutist thing, you know. I don't think it's a good platform, you know. I don't think it's healthy for people, but the only reason they want to ban it is because they can't monetize it in that short amount of time. They can't find a way to advertise and profit off of it, you know. It's not for altruistic reasons that they want it banned.
No, there's nothing behind it that is actually, a reasonable, in my opinion, at least a reasonable reason to ban it. I mean,
it's China.
Yeah, but they're like, saying, but they're already taking our information from every other platform.
Right. Yeah.
They're like,
don't steal our citizens' information. That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have it.
We are the ones who will be in control of the propaganda here. Right. Not you, China.
Yeah, sorry, look.
I don't want it banned because of what Matt said, but also because I know that they're just going to flock to Twitter. And that's why I hang out a lot of time. And I don't want people that use TikTok on Twitter.
Somebody had a really funny underrated joke on Twitter, and they said it will solve the fast food worker shortage if they ban Twitter, if they ban TikTok.
That was great.
That is the truth.
Well, then when we try to order, it's just going to be like...
It'll just be popping and locking.
Like, yeah, I'd like a number one, please.
Yeah, just a guy dancing while you're trying to... Like, oh, what are you
your nurses.
Well, yeah, back to the nurses.
You're going to ban TikTok, and a week from now, there's just going to be an Instagram one that's called Click Clack. And then there's just going to...
It's going to be brand
new. Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people flatlining, that's for sure.
It's a sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like what happens when you ban TikTok, and it's just people dancing everywhere.
Yeah. Just people.
Now they're in the streets!
They're in the streets!
Everybody's problem now.
It's a guy yelling like, can I get a number two when you're done twerking in a pyramid?
On my face.
Yeah, this
like,
is...
Like, please.
This is the worst.
Catch up, please.
It's just, it's all for attention. I do hate it.
Yeah, it's a horrible
platform. I absolutely hate it. And that's one of those ones where you realize your age, where you just have it on your phone but can't get into it.
No, I can't get into it either. I just have
it.
Do
you like forget
there.
The password? Or?
No, I don't. I forget it's on there. You know, you just
can't bring yourself.
Because we all get a profile and they're like, oh, this is another thing to share shit on. And then you do it for.
No.
It just falls off after a while.
That was my line.
You just stop doing it.
That was my line, was the TikTok. I was like, you know what? I'm old. I'm officially old. I'm not downloading this. I'm not going to try it.
Check out our TikTok. Nope. I'm not on it.
Follow our TikTok, by the way. I don't use it.
I'm on it just because I think you have, I don't know, as a comic, you have to be.
No.
But literally one in every two videos I post end up getting taken down.
Exactly. The scary part is then you can test them and they're like, oh, actually it's fine. You just have this AI robot arbitrarily deciding things are inappropriate, which is how we're going to all die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's absolutely
it's like
true.
Canada.
It is.
You just answer questions and it's like, no,
TikTok
not anymore.
Is just, it's really controlled by Canada suicide boards.
Yeah. I didn't mean to segue to TikTok.
No, you're right. I mean, it's an interesting conversation. I think you're right. I mean, I don't think there's a reason to get rid of it. For real, but I also don't want my kid on it either. Does that make sense?
There was some study that came out. Jonathan Haidt was sharing it today, and the kids hate TikTok.
Mm.
They actually would pay people to go off it. The only reason they say they're on it is because all their friends are on it, but they actually don't want to be on it and hate that it exists in the world.
That's one of the scary things to me, too, because like I have a daughter who's 15 months old, and she's not on TikTok, but she has a portrait.
You mean you're not a shitty father?
I mean, yet.
It's debatable, but she has this... She has this electric picture frame, and it's all pictures of her, and she knows how to... She doesn't know how to...
Oh,
she
dude,
knows
kids are
mama and dada, and she knows how to swipe already. And because she's my blood, it's all pictures of her, so that's what she's obsessed with.
Okay, like I do retract what I said, but...
No, I'm a horrible parent, too. I'm dealing with this as well.
Yeah.
My daughter did something very similar, where she was like... My husband uses Siri. I don't because I don't trust that bitch.
I don't either.
My husband uses her. So she was like,
I don't talk to my electronics.
He's like, Siri, text Bridget, which she's not even two. She's already calling me by my first name.
Messed up.
It's like, you want me to text Bridget? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. I failed as a parent.
No respect. No respect.
I just started. The only thing I've even started talking to was an Amazon controller because they've made it so complicated that it's just a circle and then the mic thing. And I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I have no option.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just have to be like, Ted.
Mean Girls musical.
Damn it. And I don't want to do it, but I have to.
I just wonder what the world will be like for our... children.
I don't want to think about it.
My son's 9 and we didn't let him really play with any sort of electronics or any of that stuff until just a couple years ago, and I really limit his screen
and
time.
He's got hobbies though. It seems like
he goes outside.
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah. He goes outside. He's on 2 baseball teams. He's football, all that stuff. Like I don't know. It's a bit maybe different with a daughter though.
I never wanted to give her a tablet period, but then we had to bring her on a plane.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine found half of one was Oxy. Oh, what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Electronics.
Are we on a different page?
Electronics.
No, that's it's a difficult thing because you don't want them to do that, but it is part of the future. Computers, like he finally got a computer.
And I mean, she still likes to play. She can have it and be done with it too.
I'm not saying.
We limit it. We do like an hour a day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that is it, and we have it set up so it shuts off, and they literally can't do anything else. So we set up that way because you still want them to have fun and play games and whatnot. And
listen, do you want me Instagram reels or not? All right, my daughter needs a tablet so I can make them.
I want to see it.
Look, I want you to keep editing for me, so I think you should be a negligent father.
I agree. Those clips have been never better.
Wait, you do Instagram clips
For him? Yeah,
yeah, he does them for me.
Yeah, and the show. Yeah,
he works for us.
I'll pay you I'm on as well.
Sure. Oh, you got a new gig right
now?
Oh,
sweet.
You better get Annabelle 2 tablets and start having her call you uncle.
It's hard too because she's always like FaceTiming grandparents,
mm-hmm.
which is important.
That's good.
So yeah, it is. But it's also how do you keep them away? Because the other day she was FaceTiming one of her grandparents and a notification came in and she swiped it away. I was like, when did you learn how to do that?
Smart.
Yeah,
my
kid tries to do it, but it's just a headstone.
Dave.
It's boring. He's like, this doesn't move.
Oh, have you had the kid try and touch the computer or the TV and not have it respond?
Yes, all the
time. Also terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Like, why doesn't the screen respond to my touch?
Oh, yeah, they're little now. That's,
yeah, okay, they don't get it.
The other thing my daughter started doing is she started giving everything animals and other babies kisses. And it started with her own reflection because, again,
I remember that. I remember her.
She's just, look at me.
Yeah.
That's my goddaughter. Yeah. She's terrified of me.
She's terrified of every adult, which is a good thing.
I remember holding her as a little babe, though. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's very adorable.
She's a cute baby.
Kids.
Very adorable.
How old is yours?
She's 22 months.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, almost two. But going on, I feel like a teenager.
Mine is 9, and I think he's hitting puberty early. And
they're all hitting puberty early.
That's what the doctor said.
Something in the water?
I don't know what
it's
it is.
Food. It's the microplastic.
Yeah, we just give him water from Flint.
Pipe it in.
He's lost all of his teeth twice.
Like, those are also baby teeth.
No, but that's what the doctor's saying, is they're hitting it at like 10 now.
Really?
And like 11, and he's 9, and I'm like, that's not cool. I don't want to deal with this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how old were you when you went through puberty? 12?
I was 12.
Yeah.
And I hit it even before my brother, who I believe still doesn't have pubes. Even though he's bigger than
me. I'm not confirmed yet.
But he's also a redhead.
I got that happened to me too, and my brother tried to tell me it was because of bad hygiene.
That you didn't have
he's like, yeah, that's why you started growing hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that you didn't have it.
That I did before him because he's older. Like, yeah, that's because you're gross.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way, dude. I'm a clean boy.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
I take 2 showers a day, sometimes three if I
he told me that and that I was supposed to have 3 balls. We didn't have the internet back then, so yeah.
Check.
My cousin walked on me once when I was in the shower and saw my dick when I was 13 and ran downstairs while my family was at dinner and goes, his dick is big and hairy and really scary. And then I found out my brother paid him to do it.
How much did he pay?
Like $1.
He paid him to make you a legend?
Yeah.
25 cents. It's big and hairy.
And really scary. Really scary. Like he thought it was, but it was so he would run and tell an entire dinner table that. I think my brother was mad that his pubes didn't come in yet. Pubes were a big thing in the 90s.
They were.
Real
I
popular.
Remember when pubes were like the mark of like.
They were the jam.
Somebody. You're a hot commodity.
You're going
now.
Places.
You walk through school, they were like, this guy's going to be a real something.
I hear he has pubes.
I don't remember this.
No. We would have sleepovers and be like, who has pubes?
Yeah.
And if he didn't, let's see.
Dad would come in, he'd have a bowl of popcorn and a bowl of pubes. Like, who wants?
They were like the bangs of the 90s. They were in.
Yeah.
They were very chic.
Just let them hang
out. I cut mine into bangs.
It's like you could wear overalls with, but you didn't have to be a farmer, and you could have massive pubes. I don't know what we're talking about. Pubes weren't popular amongst your crew?
No, I don't remember that. Although I do remember some of my friends getting in trouble because they were mailing people their pubes.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
It's part of the culture. That's what we were saying.
We all did that. Yeah. We made a whole...
Before the dick pic.
It was right after 9/11. You remember?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we made a whole edible arrangements. Oh, man. Yeah, mailing pubes was funny. It's still funny.
It would still be funny.
Like
funny.
The letter opener.
I think that's a Me Too, though. That's an incident waiting
is
to
it?
Happen. Yeah.
It was just pre-dick pics.
You don't have to put a return address, either. Nobody's got to
know.
True.
It could be all anonymous. But then they could, like...
Dick pics are lazy.
They could get some kind of...
they could clone you.
Yeah. They could find you.
Like back when you sent a dick pic, because I worked at a place called Speedy Photo, I mean, you'd really have to put some elbow grease into it. You know, you'd have to be like, do I want a 4x6? I want an 8x10 and really some pizzazz. I can have the girl in the studio do it. Do I want a Polaroid?
You just have to hear it. Wait.
Yeah, you got
to
wait. Just wait a
hold
second.
On, Sharon. Here.
Yeah, here, hang on. And then you put it in an envelope and you send it, you know, to your friend's mother.
And she said, oh. It's big and hairy.
Oh, your friend. And
it's
you
really
just
scary.
And you
really
sign
scary.
It that
it
it's
looks
you.
Like the worm in Dune.
Yeah.
Look at it's got teeth.
It's got a, well, he should see someone. I didn't
he's
know.
He's Muad'Dib.
Is Dave not circumcised? That's odd. He's got the hood. No, I don't.
It's intact.
Remember the first time you saw your friend who wasn't and you didn't know what it was?
He was Asian and I was like, what?
What the?
What is all this?
I
didn't
know they came like that.
My friend was Polish.
What, really?
Yeah.
Polish?
Yeah.
No, my
from
friend.
Poland. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense then. Our buddy was Asian, and I was just like, "What's all this business?"
Is that how you come? Or... I didn't mean to say it like that.
I mean, immediately I stopped sucking it. Anyway, it's my friend's dad. Too much? All right, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to make this fun. Yeah. Did you ever see an uncircumcised? Were you with the guy?
I was married to a Belarusian.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
You were married?
Well, yeah, my first husband.
Oh, I didn't know you were married before.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's okay to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you dislike the hood?
I didn't mind it.
It didn't bother you?
No.
Do you prefer without?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Is that just cleanliness?
Yeah.
It's just, hygiene? I think it looks better. Mm. I think it's just
more aesthetic.
Aesthetically, yeah, exactly.
It feels like it's going out for a night on the town.
Yeah. It feels dapper.
It went to its tailor.
It's cleaned up.
It needs a little top hat.
Yeah, you know, like
the hood, it's just a little, it's just bashful.
A little cane. Right.
It's like a celebrity who doesn't want to be photographed.
Right.
It's like Kanye's girlfriend.
And she's coming out of the courthouse.
Yeah, but yeah, one looks a little suspicious.
Yeah.
One looks like it might be following you.
You
the
hiding?
Other one looks like you've welcomed it. Angela?
Yeah, I've come across a few.
Yeah,
a few.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. Oh, God.
That's why I don't go.
It's like when a balding guy, it's like when a balding guy shaves his head and just owns it, you know?
Yeah.
I will say I was surprised.
Yeah.
I wasn't told.
I feel like they should... always playing peekaboo.
It's like, warn somebody.
Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah, you feel like they should peel it back and try to hide the fact that it's like that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I feel like that's what happened.
That's a commitment.
The first couple times I was with this person because I didn't even know because in the dark, when it's hard,
right, yeah,
you can't 100%
you don't know.
Tell or you're drunk, whatever.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, wearing a...
Was it always like that?
She's like, oh, shit, he's not wearing a condom?
Yes.
This whole time.
What is that? Lambskin?
But I heard it's supposed to be more sensitive with...
That's what I heard. That's
so good for you guys that aren't circumcised. Enjoy all your sensations.
I don't think it needs to be more sensitive. That's a problem
that's,
already.
It's a problem.
I'd be like, sorry, this was 4 seconds. If you want to
wear the scissors.
Have they done studies on like who's more married?
I got to look that up.
Oh.
Which type
100%
of
study.
Oh, I would guess it's the other kind because they're from countries with a...
Well, there's more people in the world with uncircumcised penises.
Right.
Right.
It's more...
Really?
So yeah. Should we just look at America?
America is where it
is. Yeah, let's ask Jeeves on
it's
that.
It's more... Yeah, if you could ask
we
Jeeves.
Need to know.
This is like a show that...
This was all in the show map, by
this
the way.
This was all... This, these 15 pages, all about circumcision.
Mostly.
And the stats on them.
Ask Jeeves.
Yes, just ask Jeeves which...
This is... It is like if a show is made in the 90s.
Yes, if you go to... If you go, there's parts of Africa where there's not a circumcised person for a whole country. It's true.
Did you know I didn't that? Even know they came in a different way.
If you go to a Haitian barbecue, really? You can only get
oh no
circumcised.
There's a segue.
Deep fried cock. Oh,
no. The segue we were all waiting for.
So like fried calamari?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. From what I understand, because there's a guy eating people there.
Yeah, that's what I hear. On a spit.
A spit, can you believe that?
Like a pig.
It's really sad and disgusting. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up.
Not cool. Why are you guys doing that? Stop it.
I don't think Haitians should be eating people. The guy's name is Barbecue, who's doing it.
Well, that would explain it then. Like, what? Mom, don't
well, it's
kind of
like General Naked.
General
I don't
button.
Think he was
General Butt Naked.
Butt Naked, I'm sorry.
That was his name, yeah.
Was his real name, yeah.
Yeah, and in Book of Mormon, it's General Butt fucking naked,
yeah. But yeah, following a surge of violence in Haiti's capital, the prime minister has resigned and cannot get back into the country. The violent uprising in Haiti has put the spotlight on homicidal gang boss and former policeman called Jimmy Barbecue Chariser. I don't think I'm pronouncing that
Jimmy
right.
Jimmy Barbecue. Sure.
But yeah, but now he's got a whole gang and they're actually, you know... In prison.
It's a much more endearing name than a cannibal should have.
So
here is Jimmy Barbecue. I'm here to eat
everybody. Italian guy. Jimmy the Q. Hey, it's Johnny Sauces.
Come over to the backyard. We're having a barbecue. You.
Johnny Sausage.
We're eating the neighbors. Get the fuck over here.
Come on. It's going to be good.
It does sound like a little too adorable. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It's very...
Tony Manioli.
He's got to kiss the cook.
Yeah,
on.
He's just like, come on over. Oh, this is a beautiful feast you made. Jimmy. Jimmy. You always gotta slice the leg real thin. Real thin. So it melts.
It's the best meat.
Oh, it's always good.
Weren't they saying that there was some article that was like, oh, it's not, it made it seem like it wasn't true, but it was really just saying conservatives were getting... too excited about it.
I've
or
definitely told. Seen photos.
No, so it's but his gang that is doing the eating of people. I don't think there's video of him doing it, but his crew.
But his name's Barbecue. I know.
How does
well,
he know
it's... he could just be cooking.
True. He could be a giver.
You guys got to see the ads on this one article that we came across while looking up this story.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
What?
Check out this.
Yeah, one second.
Check this out.
Scroll down.
Okay, yeah. Cars, cool.
Mm-hmm. Scrolling down.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, but it goes more.
Targeted ads.
Don't forget to get your rib grill.
Please.
And as you go down again.
Rumper.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget to get your rubs. Your
we live
rubs.
In a dystopia.
We do. Yeah.
You're reading this horrible article about cannibalism, and AI is just going, by the way,
do you need
to tenderize your meat?
We see you mentioned barbecue. Like
by the way, get out in front of this.
Pellet grill?
You've got about 6 months. Haiti, not a shithole.
When this said beef ads, I thought you guys were going to do an ad for ButcherBox.
Perfect.
We would have.
Yeah.
Had it been a sponsor.
Dang it.
ButcherBox, if you're watching, this is what we could have brought you.
This could have been you right now.
We would have even done a sketch.
We would have sold so many meats.
Some real, real meats.
Yeah. That's the irony. It's like, yeah, we're living in a dystopia. By the way, do you want survival food? Here's our promo code.
Yeah.
Use might as well profit off it.
Promo code yeah. Haiti.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, before we get into to that, I do want to talk to Dr. Steve. You know what? Let's before we get to Steve, let's talk about this. I want to talk about this because it's important.
Good. I don't want to see Dr. Steve's video.
I think you do. It's very sexy. I want to talk to you about this, Bridget, because you this is about you brought it to our attention with Boeing.
You didn't know what it was going to be.
I was like, oh no.
What is it going to be?
And yeah, how weird would that be if I was like, uncircumcised Boeing whistleblower John Barnett was found dead in his truck after he didn't show up to a legal interview linked to a case against Boeing.
What? Just turned up dead.
Just seems like a strange coincidence.
It does.
Someone dead in Washington in their car and not of fentanyl.
Mm. Yeah, it seems odd, right?
Yeah.
Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years and retired in 2017. After retiring, Barnett spoke out about planes being rushed to build, how corners were cut, planes having faulty oxygen systems, and said, which it doesn't matter if the plane's crashing, and said one in four breathing masks would not work in an emergency situation. When he brought his concerns forward, they were allegedly ignored by Boeing. Barnett was in Charleston for interviews linked to the case against Boeing and was supposed to come back for more questioning on Saturday, but did not show up. Barnett was found dead in his car in the parking lot. From a self-inflicted wound.
Wow.
We've all seen this movie.
What?
We've all seen this, where the whistleblower gets, the gun put in their hand.
It's called The Firm.
Yeah.
This could not be in any way related to all of the plane malfunctions that's been happening.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to ignore those, Boeing.
Yeah.
Use the promo code.
Boing.
Oopsie daisy.
Well, it's odd that he got to the interview and then was like, maybe now I'll off.
Yeah. After all these years.
For what reason? Was there like a suicide note or something?
No.
Just decided to up and do it.
No.
Sad.
We actually have him on TMZ talking about the quality control on January 31st, 2024. Just really... weeks ago, when you think about it, when he wasn't depressed. It'll take a minute to get because our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have to fire up the projector.
Oh, there's an ad. Sorry.
It's because it's from TMZ.
TMZ.
Okay, he looks like he might have unalived himself.
What do you say?
Yeah.
One, this is not a 737 problem. It's a Boeing problem. And I know the FAA's gone in and they've done due diligence and inspections to assure that the door plugs of the 737 are installed properly and the fasteners are torqued properly. But my concern is, what's the rest of the airplane? What's the rest of the condition of the airplane? And the reason my concern for that is, back in 2012, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their jobs. So it left the mechanics to buy off their own work. So what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane, as far as jobs not being completed properly, inspection of steps being removed, issues being ignored. My concerns are with the 737 and the 787, because those programs have really embraced the theory that quality is overhead and non-value added. So those two programs have really put a strong effort into removing quality from the process. When I first started working at Charleston, I was in charge with pushing back defects to our suppliers. And what that meant was I'd take a group of inspectors and actually go to the supplier and inspect their product before they sent it in. Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it to Charleston.
What's the most common? Is it 787?
Oh, that was 747.
I feel 747? Like Matt and I are going to end up unalived in our hotel if we joke about this tonight.
Yeah, that's a messed up one because is it 747?
747, I think, is the most common.
Is it 747?
The 787 is the one that's always in the chat. Yeah.
What did you say? I'm sorry, Bridget.
Is it the 787 that's having all the problems?
That's what I'm wondering.
So Boeing 737 and 787 are the most popular commercial aircrafts. Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know what makes me mad about this?
I fly all the time.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law was right.
Really?
She is deathly terrified of flying, and I always teased her because she's like, Boeing has problems. Boeing has problems. Just last night, she's like, I hate to say I told you so. I was like, okay, you were right. Every time I hear about a wheel falling off, I'm like, damn it.
I can't.
My mother-in-law was right. She literally won't fly. Like, books her tickets and looks at the planes and won't fly on any Boeings.
Wow.
We have a friend who we used to work there
for Boeing. I was going to say he's a comic.
Yeah,
and he killed himself in his camper.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow,
it's a real tragedy.
No, he's fine. Well, he's fine now. I mean, it's weird. He's been
checked
texting
on him?
Me. No, not today. He's been texting me about how sad
he won't fly Boeing.
No, yeah, he keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah, he's very quiet about everything. I mean, he left for weird reasons. I'm like, yeah, it's weird. You're making a good salary. He's like, yeah, just best I go.
I want to do comedy.
Yeah, I would rather rely on this.
Yeah.
It feels safer. Yeah, I think it's horrible. I mean, especially those are large commercial aircrafts that everybody uses. These oxygen masks don't work. It really is getting shoddy out there with these things.
Yeah.
No, it's a huge concern. And Glenn Beck actually tweeted about it too, where like his concern is that this American company is going to decline so badly that the Chinese company will just be waiting in the wings because they actually make a quality aircraft.
Oh, you mean like the cars did?
Yeah. I hate
to say that. I really don't want those words to leave my mouth.
But
American cars.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
I know. Well, everything's just one car now made in overseas and assembled in Mexico.
They all look the fucking same. Like the all the same color. What's up with that, too?
I hate it.
They all look ugly.
Ugh.
Just gray, black, white. That's it.
They have the same awful design.
Yeah. Look like Cuddy.
It's awful.
Mommy cars.
Yeah.
They're just...
Coin it. It's coined.
Like Dodge just released the first like check it out. It's the first muscle car that's electric, and I'm like, please stop.
Stop.
I don't want
an abomination.
There's nothing muscle about electric.
No, you
like exactly. I don't mind it. I don't mind electric. If you want to drive electric, that's fine. You're just gay. But if you can't say it's a muscle car.
It's like when you see a jacked guy in West Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like you're not. Yeah, you had all that put in. It's all fake.
It's not real. You know the pumped in motor sound? It's not real.
Yeah. The only thing that's getting filled with is cum and another guy. That's it.
They're scary too.
Stop it.
You can remotely.
They can shut,
control
you can
them.
Shut your car off.
I don't like, look at that. That doesn't look cool to me.
Like your social credit score is down.
Yeah.
You're just stuck in a desert somewhere.
Yeah. Just in your muscle car.
Your electric muscle car.
Yeah, that looks like you said to an AI, combine a Honda with Tron.
Yes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you'd think that would be cool. But it's not.
It looks like they designed it for the movie Free Jack with Emilio Estevez.
And Mick Jagger.
Yeah, and they were like, it's what it looks like. And it's like something where like, well, nobody would ever actually drive one of these. And
this would be
2024,
ridiculous.
They're like, guess what, everybody? We made crap. Speaking of making crap, I wanted to bring this up because you're a woman.
Oh, good.
Yes, and Matt identifies
Kate
as
Middletown.
Angel is sometimes a woman on the show.
I just thought it was a plug for Mexican sugar. Sorry, Mexican sugar.
Sorry, we like your food.
You're very good.
Kate Middleton. You think she's dead? Just
conspiracy
be honest.
Theories.
I've read so many conspiracy theories.
4 months. She's not been photographed.
Well, following?
It's going to be the most boring story ever. They just are bad. They don't make it any better by releasing all these poorly photoshopped photos.
That's
Speaking of AI. Dude.
Where is she in this?
She's the one.
She the floating head?
Yeah, right there.
She's the attractive
the darkness.
One. The rest of it was cut with a royal.
Yeah, the other one was just an inbred bloodline.
That was so mean.
Some lunatic on Twitter was like, this is what happens when you marry like a non-royal. I'm like, you mean your kids aren't inbred?
Yeah, yeah, like what a
terrible... She was a royal.
No, but that was his point, was like, because she's missing, and this is what happens when you don't marry, like, bad things happen, I guess, if you don't marry your cousin.
Rich people are... Yeah, you don't weird things going on over there.
Don't urinate the color blue. Like, this is real things, by the way. If you trace their ancestry, the problems that they've had, like born with flat heads, urinating blue,
very ugly faces.
Stuff
they,
that
they bleed really easily.
Yeah, they're basically just they're the people
they're
pugs. Yeah, they live in the hills of West Virginia, but they gave them crowns. But yeah, it's like following, no offense if you live in West Virginia, but you know, following Kensington Palace announcement on January 17th that Kate Middleton had undergone a planned abdominal surgery, which was stabbing her in the abdominal and would not take part in royal duties until after Easter, where I guess she'll rise again. Speculation about her health began to brew on social media. The online chatter about the Princess of Wales, who's 42, began. And so far, you think something would come out, though, right? Where they, like, because it's like, not the days.
What are your royal duties? Standing in a car and waving? It's like you cut a ribbon somewhere. It's not
taking photos.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's isn't it just saying you don't like the family and then moving to a giant house in California?
Yeah, and then crying about it.
Don't look at us.
And then being like, stay away from us. And then taking a bunch of money from social media to put on a bathing suit.
And then have like a whole series on Netflix about you.
Yeah, because you don't want people to see your personal.
No, this is just people that when you're in the supermarket checkout and you go, huh, tabloids are still a thing.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
I don't really care if she's dead now that we're talking about her.
It does feel a little, the frenzy feels like we're all on motorcycles chasing Diana.
It does, which is what they, I mean, except the queen's not paying anybody to kill her like Diana.
We know.
She might be paying people.
Yeah, that's true. I need you to get rid of Diana. I don't like her.
Dave's theory is that Diana's dead.
I think Diana might be dead. Don't tell anybody.
The queen is still alive.
The queen's still alive.
Still alive.
Diana's dead. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Kate may or may not be dead.
No, and Kate might be Diana.
Dude, we're going to have Boeing and the royal family after us after this episode.
Yep.
And guys without circumcised penises. They're all going to be after us.
Well, they needed to be re-inbred.
You just have circumcised guys in the chat who are angry they aren't.
Yes.
I lost out on all that pleasure.
Yeah, you don't even know. You don't even know how good it feels.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
But you know who will know?
Yeah.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh. No! The show's over. No, the show is over.
No, we got a couple more.
I'm sorry.
Damn it. We have a couple more jokes about dead.
No, I'll stop.
A dead quarter black girl. You know, you get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What? Isn't she part black?
No, that's the other one.
That's the other
Markle.
Oh, Meghan Markle's the
one from Suits.
Yeah, I forget. I know they all hate it.
Yeah. She's the one married to a ginger, and Kate Middleton's the one married to the guy who used to be a heartthrob when he was a teen.
That's right.
Now he looks like he works at a shoe store.
Correct. That's why
he got like Captain Picard.
Yeah.
He looks like he works at Shoe Carnival.
Yeah, exactly.
not a good shoe store.
He's about to be king.
Oh, I know.
That's right.
Which is why I think
she's old pop
taking the
kicks
kids.
The bucket.
And gotten out. He had bruises on his neck, which was part of the conspiracy.
Did he?
He's got bruises.
He's got bruises on his neck, and nobody's seen her. We don't know if there's talks that maybe he has a mistress and that she's taken the kids and is like.
My favorite is that she's been moved to a bunker with the kids because something is coming.
Is
it a royal bunker?
Him and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Bunkering down because it's coming.
Something is coming.
What do you think it is? What do they say on the internet?
I don't know. Anytime we're talking about the royals, I just feel like it's the deep state waving their keys at us, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I also, people do get very upset when you do insult some of the family. We've actually lost.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've got people very mad.
Yeah.
Firm?
The firm, yeah.
When you upset, when, really?
A couple people have been like, I can't believe you would say that about the queen. And you're like,
we live in America.
The lady who looked like she was 84 since she was 30.
I made, and I made on the day.
90? Like what happened?
On the day of her death, I made a sad.
You mean the mascot of Britain?
Yeah. Yeah. For like decades. I made a sad, made a sad tweet. I said,
like a Michigan R.I.P. State Queen. Fan. I can't believe you'd say that about Sparty.
Yeah.
Like, what does he do?
Who cares?
Yeah. R.I.P. Queen, and I put a picture of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, what's wrong
and
with
I
that?
I got freaking so much heat from British people. They were like, that is our queen you're talking about.
Yeah.
People get very upset about
like,
this.
I'm saying I like Queen.
I feel the Queen lived a very good life. Yeah. From my understanding. She was
it's like Taylor Swift, except Taylor Swift actually does something.
Except she had a talent.
Yeah.
The other one was just born into wealth and waved with a cup hand at people and then lived forever.
Because she doesn't have to dress herself.
No.
I have theories about this.
I bet
my
you're...
theory is that you save years of your life if you don't have to dress yourself.
Yes.
We're underestimating how much that takes off of our lifespan.
Well, unless you're Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gives out.
Yeah.
He did dress himself.
He dressed himself.
He just picked one outfit.
No, it's the actual act of dressing yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Years off your life.
With her, they were just like, which hat would you like to wear today? Because she wore many hats. Not in the sense that she did a lot of things. She just wore literally a lot of hats.
Because her husband lived a long time, too, and he didn't have to dress himself.
No. The crown can be heavy, though.
Makes you think.
Mm.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Oh, yes. And you can't take pictures of it. I tried.
Of the crown?
Yes. I went into the little room with the crown, and they were like, no pictures. And they had people standing around it, like smacking phones out of people's hands, for real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, before we get out of here, we're going to hit Dr. Steve on Tuesday now, because I think it's important to go to it then, and we've had such great guests.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to thank you both for coming on before we hit this ad and then go into the end of the world. Bridget, where can we find you?
Go to fetacy.com and just follow all of our stuff there. It's the easiest place, or Bridget Fetacy on social media.
Matthew?
I met Matt McClowry on all the platforms. I'm with you coming up in Tacoma and Spokane and Hyenas this weekend as well. I'll be headlining the corner March 29th and 30th. Is that good?
I'm also with you.
She's with you too. Yeah, I forgot.
And go to my YouTube channel. I forgot to promote that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Please do that.
I have comedian Dave Landau on YouTube. I've never promoted it once.
Really?
I didn't start using it until like a year ago.
Well, you should use it more.
I should point that out.
Yeah. Like a show.
Soon
on
the
it.
Podcast Dave Time might be on there. I'm debating it.
Just like a little solo in your kitchen while you're making breakfast or something.
It sounds like just you masturbating.
Yes. It's well, I'm not masturbating.
Oh, you took it out again. Every time.
It's pixelated like Japanese porn. Because it is. I'm wearing racist glasses that I got at a store.
It's just you in a tub eating non-fat frozen yogurt. little Dave time.
While I sing songs I wrote. But there's ice over my good berries. Jason and the Blaze. I guess there's probably that started earlier and I read it in the middle. Blaze Originals team found an alarming way around the Texas National Guard border blockade to show viewers at home what is really going on. Go to therealbordercrisis.com and use code BORDER to get $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription.
Yeah.
That's right. The next thing just says topic GovLove. So I feel like we're at the wrong part of where we're supposed to be scrolling.
No.
That was all of it.
That was the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
I feel like I built it up too much.
Yeah, you did.
Honestly, it's a great docuseries. There's a lot available on there, and there's going to be a movie coming out and some other stuff that I think you should check out. Use that promo code, folks. You're going to be happy you did. My stomach growled.
I heard it.
Must be hungry.
More cake time.
Cake time.
I'm in the mood for barbecue.
Yes. Barbecue. I'm going to, my podcast will be called Barbecue and Cake
barbecue.
Time.
With Dave.
Cake time with Dave. And I'm just going to sample different cakes. There's really only a few kinds. I'll be like, this cake. And I'll describe it. I'll be like, oh, it's chocolatey. You're like, why are you in a tub?
Tell me, will you do pie on this show?
because of all the strictly cake cakes. I eat.
Strictly cakes.
I'll be grafted to a couch for the last four episodes. Just be.
We have to be, cut him out.
Just be fireman.
Becoming one with the chair. Yeah,
fireman breaking me out and me holding my hand, son, and saying goodbye for the last episode of Cake Time. Cake Time. While it's playing the theme song.
Yeah.
Likes to sample cakes.
It's like the Peter Gabriel song.
Yeah. You can feel it.
Cake Time.
Cake Time. Gonna have some cake too. I'm sorry, son.
Then at your wake, it's just a cake of your
Take
head.
Him away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I stopped playing catch with you in late 24.
It's cake.
Yeah. Is it cake? It is every time.
It's just
every
a picture time. In front of you in front of an Ernie.
Just sparsely attended.
Did he leave you anything? No, he blew it all on cake.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He just left me a cake.
He actually got back from all his other problems and then just spent it on cake. It's astonishing how one man can spiral every time he pulls himself out of the abyss. And did it with birthday cake.
Cake time. Cake time, we're gonna have some.
Can I have some cake with you?
Cake.
Your ashes aren't any there. It's just cake mix.
Yeah, the urn's cake.
Betty Crocker.
Is it cake? No one knows where I am.
That's usually at there's usually nothing in there in the urn at funerals.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I remember we couldn't get my dad cremated in time.
Oh, right.
And I was like, can you just have the urn out there? And he's just like, we do that all the time. Yeah, we do that a lot. Yeah,
it's it's all a lie.
Yeah.
Everything. I know. My mom was there for everyone to see. Like, there she is. In a wedding dress, but that's a different story altogether.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. She was in a wedding dress.
Everybody walk up there, look at him. Walk away.
Wait, what?
It's a long story.
Yes.
His mom was bipolar.
Yep.
It's a short story.
Yes. It's a very short story.
On second thought.
Sometimes you give everybody their wish and you shouldn't.
Do you remember the night we did the show at the nudist colony?
Yeah.
And then we had to go to the party your mother had for her birthday, which was basically her wake, but she was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was basically her throwing herself
awake.
A pre-suicide wake.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
I just love that you did a nudist colony and that wasn't the darkest part of your evening.
Who knew that? Oh, my God. Who knew that a guy with a micro penis wearing just a tuxedo shirt wouldn't be the most sadly dressed person I saw that night?
All the micropenes are in the nudist colony.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, he was the host.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. He had to bring Matt and I up on stage.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this was after we sat in a trailer and a guy drove us around the whole night going, it's not sexual. And we're like, yes, it is. Just stop.
It's amazing you guys are still in comedy.
It's amazing. It's amazing we're still alive.
If you call it that.
Yeah. I don't know what we are.
It's debatable.
Yeah. That was a bad night. Whole thing. The whole place smelled of ham and like wet old ham and
ham water.
Yeah, and we showed up and I don't know what had just happened, but it smelled of a bit of nachos and we walked.
It was just a guy who looked like Telly Savalas in an open robe playing shuffleboard and it just looked like the come down from an orgy.
Yeah, and there was a girl putting her I should say girl.
We might as well talk about Dylan Mulvaney now.
Haggard older woman.
Yeah.
Putting her robe on, who looked scared.
Yeah.
And two guys.
She looked like she came out of a.
Why is she scared?
I don't know.
Yeah, she shouldn't have been. She looked like she came out of a tub in The Shining.
Yeah, we were. And we both walked in and we're like, we're the comics for tonight's nudist colony show.
It's not about sex at all.
Yeah, and it was the guy.
Anything for time.
Well, it was the guy who ran it as a family business, fully clothed.
Fully clothed, because his parents ran it. And he's like, no, it's not about sex. And it's like, meanwhile, you're wearing.
You're not making eye contact when you say that, sir.
So you're wearing four winter coats like you're afraid something's going to happen again.
Is this in Oregon?
No, it's Michigan. Yeah.
Michigan.
Okay. I guess they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
It's a little cold for nudist colonies. Oh,
this was the winter.
What?
Dead of winter.
That's why he had a micropene.
Oh,
it wasn't like that all the time.
There was a girl who was speaking to us at the end who was like, you guys were great. Hottest girl there by a landslide. Well,
was she fully clothed? There were fully clothed people there. It was just the nearest show.
But her ass looked like two globes of the moon.
What?
it was just like...
In a good way?
Or like craters? Are you talking about craters?
Yes, talking about craters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was confused.
It's not like you want to look, but they're you're just trying to get out of the conversation. And you're like, I'm not trying to knock anybody else's body, but I didn't show mine.
Yeah, like you can decency.
You can do it naked, and we're like, yeah, we know we can.
Yeah, but her ass looks like Mac Tonight from McDonald's.
except he was blind from diabetes, and she was going to be. Oh man.
On that note.
Speaking of Dylan Mulvaney, something else you don't want to see. I'd rather watch that whole room than Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah, please.
Sing. After tackling the music industry, what do you think Dylan Mulvaney should do next? QB.
Play the intro for End of the World.
Sorry about that. QB bottom, was on top of it.
Bottom surgery.
I was too busy. No, let's ask it again.
Oh, yeah, let's reset. Reset.
All right, reset it. We'll have Angela edit it, make her stay late.
Yeah.
What? I'm not doing that.
You will. You will do what you're told to do.
You'll be happy.
You need to know a woman's place.
Okay.
This is a conservative network, I'm told.
Yeah.
You will put on an apron and edit the show.
Should be doing this from the kitchen.
Yeah.
We have a George Foreman back there.
How lucky you are to be in the room. After tackling the music industry,
we have whole bean coffee everywhere and no grinder.
What's up with that?
Yeah, that's weird.
The fact that you don't wear dresses is offensive. After tackling the music industry, what should Dylan Mulvaney do next? QB.
Bottom surgery.
Oh, I like, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
Angela, you're allowed to speak.
I'm going to say have a period.
Oh, man.
I quite enjoy mine.
I think that
he would like it too.
I enjoy yours too.
Thank you. She.
Sorry, I don't know what I don't know what I just said.
I don't either. I just imagined you in a bathtub with her period.
That's what we do.
Floating around.
Let's call it
save time.
It's good for your skin. That's what I told him.
Oh, man.
A late night cake. I squeeze it. I wring it out in the tub.
That's getting sick right now.
Anyway, Bridget?
I think join Hamas.
Oh, I like that. I certainly do. Matt?
Carry a child for 9 months.
Oh, I like that. Mm. I think they should bring back the surreal life and film it in Iran.
That's kind of like joining Hamas.
Yeah, that's true. So I'll go cut diamonds on his Adam's apple. Thank you for tuning in.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.